Paul Steinhauser, live first newsmaker out of the gate this morning, reports nationally for Fox News and locally for us here at GMI Studios. Paul, hope you had a good break.
I did. Got my first full week off all year, so it was nice now that the midterms are over. A little bit of a breather, a little bit. But, Jack, the next race for the White House already underway. We saw the former president announcing a couple weeks ago. We knew Mike Pence because he told you recently. We knew the former vice president was coming to New Hampshire soon. I had the scoop yesterday morning on where and when. It'll be Monday, December 12th, so coming up in 2 weeks for two book signings for his new memoir, So Help Me God, one in Manchester with Cornerstone, the Christian conservative group, and one at Wentworth by the Sea with the New Hampshire Federation of Republican Women. So December 12th, Mike Pence back here in New Hampshire for the two book signings, and of course, he's very seriously thinking about running for the White House.
And real quick footnote, Paul, he'll be joining us live tomorrow morning in the show.
Excellent, excellent. Even better. There you go. That's another thing. If you're thinking about running for the White House or actually doing it, you need to go talk to Jack Heath on his radio show. That's a must-do. Hey, listen, you just mentioned two other things that we should quickly talk about. Yes, the Rules and Bylaws Committee of the Democratic National Committee meeting starting Thursday down in Washington, D.C., up for discussion. Will they be changing the primary calendar? I think Iowa's dead in the water for the Democrats. That's pretty crystal clear.
But
what do they do about New Hampshire?
What do you think, Paul? My gut is it's pretty clear if you read the tea leaves.
I think they keep us second where we've been, but the problem is they probably put another state, like maybe Minnesota, Michigan, Nevada, with a primary first. And if they do that, even if they keep us second where we've been, Jack, if they put a primary ahead of us that breaks our state law, boom, we got problems. So we'll find out. And as for the other thing you mentioned, Jack, New Hampshire is a purple state, and this election just proved it. This New Hampshire is truly a swing state, a battleground state, whatever you want to call it, where the Democrats do well in federal elections, Republicans do well in state elections.
Paul, when you talk with colleagues, maybe you just did nothing over the week with spend it with family as you should, but the polls, not just locally, the polls nationally. Of the days going into the midterms, the week or two right before when things were gelling, the polls, all the polls were wrong. The independents were not just voting on inflation, energy, and Joe Biden. Obviously, abortion played a much bigger role here. How did the polls, when you talk with your colleagues, I mean, the polls were wrong. You know, it was going to be an historic, maybe historic gains up in the House and the Senate nationally in the midterm elections. The voting continued for weeks in the House, didn't get the Senate nationally as we thought. We didn't flip, there were no seats flipped here in New Hampshire. So how were the polls so off on this one, do you think?
It's just a continuation of what we've seen basically going back to 2016, where the polls have been off. Remember, the polls didn't predict Donald Trump winning. The polls have been wrong for a couple of cycles now. But this time it seems often, Jack, the polls were wrong in discounting or not giving enough credit to Trump and his MAGA supporters. This time it seemed to be the opposite. But regardless, yeah, the polls, I don't know, pollsters need to get together once again and do an autopsy and figure out what went wrong.
But as we head into 2024, do we even listen to these early polls? Do we pay them, people like myself? Should we just blow them off and ignore them? What do you think?
I think you take them with a couple more grains of salt than we've already been doing, but it's hard to ignore them because you know why? Everybody loves the horse race, Jack. Everybody. We're captivated by it. Come on, admit it. We all are. So when these numbers come out, and they'll continue to come out, we're going to pay attention to them. But, yeah, maybe we should take them a little less seriously than we have been.
Thank you, Paul. Make it a great Monday and start to your week. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Jack.